Yes, indeed. Welcome back into our training camp edition of Sports Talk here, joining our WWL Sound Bank that's brought to you by First American Bank. A lot of quick cuts because head coach Kellen Moore also spoke today to the media after the walkthrough session. And one of the first things that coach was asked about on why go through the walkthrough today, a day after being in pads?
Our goal with kind of the pads yesterday, today we called it a regen day, just kind of recover. They're in the weight room, walkthrough, basically doing everything we normally do except for the practice component. And then after that, then we got 2 days in pads. And so, now they got, tomorrow we'll get pads. They'll knock it out of the park. They'll do an excellent job. And then they got to respond the next day in pads again.
Bobby, I know from your stories, imagine you told Coach Moore, hey, we need a recovery day after the first day in pads.
They go, he'd go recover this, and I'm pointing in a certain area, no, but I don't know. They're smart football. The bottom line, if you're healthy and you're winning.
Right.
And I'm sure, like I said, he's not doing this by accident. Even though he's the youngest NFL head coach, he has a lot of experience at the NFL level and who's influenced him, and you take the positives. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles, I wouldn't say Dallas, because Dallas, I'd take more Eagle stuff than the Cowgirl stuff. But you take a little bit of everything as long as it's a winning formula. So this is definitely, because the lactic acid when you might say, well, weren't they practicing before, but it wasn't in pads, and how you really hitting. And you wake up in the morning, if you had a hard workout, man, you're sore all over, even though you think you're in shape, but it's a different kind of soreness. That's how you're hitting on each other. It's like when you wake up after a game on Monday morning, you feel like you've been in a car wreck. And, going up and down the stairs or whatever. So that, and we used to do, let's say, 2 days, and not have a day off. But the collective bargaining agreement, they can't practice more than 3 days now, my understanding, without having a day off. So, but I remember, the lactic acid, you'd practice. And then let's say for the whole week. And it was amazing how the linemen especially would tell me, boy, they went 2 days on Monday. The 2 days, you feel sore on that Tuesday, and the 2 days on Tuesday. So it'd be four practices. And that Wednesday, that fifth practice, whoa, you felt like crap.
Now like a truck hit you.
You got to come in earlier, get in a hot tub to loosen up the sauna or whatever, trying to get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
And all that, just getting treatment, and then to revive yourself, they'd always be in the cold tub. Now they don't have the cold tub. They have that whole building, with the temperatures down to help revive yourself, which is smart football to get you ready to play. So, hey, the bottom line, whatever you do, you just got to win.
Just win, baby.
You can go every practice with no pads, and if you win, that's the right thing to do. Or you can go and practice every day in pads. And it just got to win. That's what the fans want. I can remember Coach Morris still said in 1986 when he first came on board, there's a new sheriff in town, basically, versus Bum Phillips. Bum Phillips would be the kind of coach you want to win for. But because he was maybe too little easy with the players compared to Morris was. And Morris to this day, now he's 90 years of age, would tell you, I think I worked y'all too hard then. Because remember Stan Brock and Steve Courtnall and everyone saying that when training camp was over, we played the Falcons in the Superdome in 86, the first game, we got waxed. It was because it was, who was their quarterback? He does the Falcons radio now, Dave Archer.
Yeah. Okay.
From Iowa State, can run around. It's we already had played the season before the season started. So Coach Morris said, that one good coaching then. Because even though when you survived August, you survived training camp, and it's like you already had played the season, and the season just started. So you got to practice smart, play smart.
We've been talking about the investment in the Saints offensive line, 4 first-round draft picks, the high second-rounder in Eric McCoy. Well, Kellen Moore was asked how the O-line has looked thus far through camp.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. First day in pads yesterday was good for them to just get out there and get used to it. Do some pass rush one-on-ones, just kind of get their pads acclimated, get their feet in the ground. And so it'll be a building process for those guys, but they've done a nice job.
That's definitely an area we're going to be keeping an eye on throughout this padded practice sessions now, is the not just the offensive line, the defensive line as well. But there's so many questions. We're curious to see how the move to Trevor Penning to guard works out, and also, the rookie and Kelvin Banks Jr., how he's shaken.
Well, and I want to see, because good for the defense, not so good for the offense. The first team period when they started, remember the first five plays? So this would be a run drill, whatever. They were doing team, and it went till the fifth play when Kendre Miller, man, I said he made a couple of nice cuts, a plus nine. But before that, it was like stuff. Good for the defense because we won before last stopping the run. But I'm thinking, I don't know, I ain't good for the old line. That we getting stuff four plays in a row trying to run the ball.
Yeah.
Now, it depends who's running and all that. But, yeah, so that's something you're always going to look forward to when you're looking at team periods and who's having the edge against the run. You want it to be where we're not totally getting gashed. That ain't good for our run defense. But you don't want to be like, well, we get constantly getting stuff. Well, that ain't good to help the young quarterbacks. You want it to be kind of a 50, I told you this before, in theory, like a 50-50 ordeal.
Besides the O-line, Bobby, and the D-line tomorrow, we'll be looking for when the pads are back on for the black and gold. We're out of practice. Is there a player or position group you're going to be really keeping an eye on besides, I guess I'd say quarterbacks too. That's obvious.
Well, you always tend to follow the ball,
yeah.
You know, unless you want to look at a particular position. Like, I'll tell you, Steve, okay, I know you want to follow the ball. I'm going to watch this.
Go check out the D-line.
Go check out who's winning in the trenches,
yeah.
Who's making plays, because we need that information. But I'm still concerned with our cornerback position. If you look at our young secondary, I think we got the vets at safety. I'm more optimistic at our safety position, get the highly productive.
With Reed and Blackman, right?
Yes. And just all the debt we have there versus our young cornerbacks. The young cornerbacks are going to have to step up.